Get him in here. Where is Thomas? I know he's in the Bristol Farms green room. Get him in here. We want to talk to him.
There he is.
Probably best known for his role as Dangle, the short shorts police guy.
They're on underneath in case of emergency.
I was wondering.
Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Good to see you.
It's great to see you guys.
So how excited.
He's looking real sexy this morning.
Huh?
We dressed up just for you.
I know,
yeah,
we do.
We're like, we've got a big celebrity coming in. I should take my baseball hat off.
You got a solid B-minus list guy coming in.
And that was actually a compliment. Before you came in, we were talking about how strangers sometimes say things to you that intentionally bring you down.
I got one.
You have one?
I got one for you. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
I get this kind of a lot. You ready? Man, I really love your stuff. Oh, thanks. You're Rob Schneider, right?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Ew.
Hey. Well, you didn't have to make an ew sound.
Yeah. And then
wait, now the weird thing is I wasn't sure if the ew was for me or for Rob, but I'm actually offended on both counts.
Oh, you should be.
I'm offended on both counts. And then I finally met him, and people have been telling me, they're like, man, you really look like Rob Schneider your whole life. And I was like, man, if I ever meet him, that guy. And then it turns out he's the nicest guy
nicest
in the entire
guy in the
world.
Yeah.
He's the nicest guy in the world.
I wonder if he's ever gotten, you know, you kind of look like Thomas mm-hmm. Lennon. Did you
guy when you met him, did,
when it? I met him, the first thing I thought is, my God, he's gorgeous.
Yeah. What
this dude
a face.
Is,
oh, it's like it's chiseled out of stone.
Right?
Give me a scoop of that.
So the show Odd Couple, coming back.
Doing the Odd Couple. It's you'll wonder, if you see it, you'll wonder, why didn't they do this before? there have been, I'm like this, either the 6th, 7th, or 8th. Felix Unger, depending how you count.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was saying that they did. It was even a cartoon at one point.
It was a cartoon.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember the cartoon either. I remember there was a Black Odd Couple called The New Odd Couple, in which Felix was Ron Glass. So I hope people just don't think I'm doing a Ron Glass impression all night. We'll see. It's
you got your inspiration
now
from
when
Ron
you,
Glass.
I'm looking at you now and very neat, put together mm-hmm. guy.
Yeah.
And so when
seemingly kind of gay,
a little bit, yeah. I was like, this guy's totally gay. That character, the short guy.
No,
on.
I know.
That's him. But so when you were going to do the Odd Couple, and it was you and Matthew Perry, and I love him too. Was mm-hmm. there? They knew immediately which roles you were going to play, or was it like, what do you think? I mean, who do you
Matthew,
relate to more?
Matthew also wrote it, and you know, I've known Matthew now for kind of a while because we also did a movie called
17
again. And I assure you, he is that gross. He is,
I can see that.
Yeah, he's like mostly lying around covered in Fritos and playing
scruffy.
Stuff on Xbox. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
he's a dirty, dirty weirdo.
So before you started shooting, did you call Joey and ask him what it's like to live with Chandler?
to pretend to live with him. There are people who have been saying that. Why don't you just do that? Yeah.
Well, I love everything you do, and I love Matthew Perry, so mm-hmm. I'm excited about this.
Yeah, it's actually been a lot of fun. We did the most interesting thing is we already have done 12 of them.
Okay.
So it's been like I've been in like a play that no one's seen yet that's been running for a long time at like a dinner theater.
and you tell me, it's really good. Yeah. It's you're gonna love it when you finally.
Yeah, we
see
took
it.
A little play from the dinner theater, and now it's on after The Big Bang Theory. So
what
a spot
too.
To be in too.
It's a pretty good time slot, guys.
Yeah,
another roommate story. Mm-hmm. Big Bang Theory, mm-hmm. going right into The Odd Couple. Got a little quiz for you.
Let's do it.
See how good you are at this
game.
Can
I win cash and prizes?
Sure. Let's see. What do I got for
you?
Well,
that sounded really vague when you said sure, which makes it sound like...
we'll come up with something.
I can give you tickets to NASCAR,
ooh.
The Xfinity Series 300. Seems like you're a NASCAR fan,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. You know I wrote Herbie Fully Loaded, and I'm in it. So,
all right, I'm going to give you the first names of some famous roommates on television, and you tell me the name of the show, okay?
Okay. Is there a timer going or anything?
No, no, no.
To add to the stress?
All right.
Should I do one?
I'll give you the roommates' names. You tell me the name of the show. Laverne and Shirley.
Ooh. it's either Mork and Mindy or Laverne and Shirley. Is it Laverne? I'm going to go with Laverne and Shirley.
Yes, they do get harder, but it is in fact Laverne and Shirley.
Can I do my squeaky? The first famous person I ever met was the guy who played Squiggy. And I remember, blew my mind. I was walking down the street in Georgetown, and he was filming a movie with Jim Belushi, and I saw Squiggy. And literally, my brain just poured out my ear.
Right.
Is that what made you want to become an actor?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Him coming in through doors going, hello, Laverne. David Landers is
that's
that guy's
right,
name.
Yeah.
David Landers.
Mm.
All right. The famous roommates on television, tell me the name of the show. Larry and Balky.
Oh, Perfect Strangers.
Perfect Strangers. Mm-hmm. He's 2 for 2. Okay.
Getting
When I was on How I Met Your Mother, I played a German character. I played a nude German character with a ferret, which is something I often do. And
he's a typecast.
I'm frequently typecast as nude Euro trash avec ferret. And they frequently discussed that my character's favorite show was called Strange Compatriots, which was I would just sit around nude with my ferret and get everybody to circle around and watch Strange Compatriots.
That sounds like it could be a good spinoff. It's you, nude, and a ferret.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
But if this one doesn't work out.
Yeah, exactly. At least you have a B plan.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Famous roommates on television, name the show. Dorothy, Rose, Blanche, and Sophia.
This has got to be Golden Girls, right?
Golden Girls.
He's good at this.
The giveaway was Blanche. Yeah, I knew it was either Streetcar Named Desire. I think got canceled after one season, Streetcar Named Desire. So,
all right, name the show. Here are the roommates: Jess, Nick, Schmidt, and Winston.
Is it The New Girl?
The New Girl.
Oh my goodness!
Now, here's what would have been super embarrassing. I have been on that show as the new roommate. So. And I think in that one I was like some kind of either like serial killer. Oh, I had a large animal in a box.
What's with you?
A mustache.
A ferret or a large animal in a box?
I tend to get cast as, yeah.
Was it one of the early episodes before they actually made her the roommate? They were going through roommates and you were one of those
guys? No, I think it was like a cliffhanger where they were like, one of the roommates was going to be gone and be replaced with creepy Jeff Dahmer type with a mustache.
Yeah, you do that well, too.
I do that so well.
Either gay or serial killer. That's Thomas Lennon right
there. The thing is, I've just been so bit. Look at my IMDb. I'm busy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, here, Nate.
Once you realize you're not the leading man, oh, my God, you're so busy. You're so busy.
Famous roommates on television, name the show.
They're getting harder, aren't they?
Jack, Janet, and Chrissy.
Oh, come on. Do you sing it? Do you have to pay them if you sing it?
Yeah, go ahead and sing it.
Three is company two. That show, can I say boner?
Yes, of course.
One of my first boners I remember is every single week. Remember when they would introduce Chrissy? It was the most absolutely graphic shot of her. Someone was pouring water out the window as if they were watering a plant, and then she would flop around in a black bikini. Do you remember this?
I do remember this.
All the gentlemen in the room seem to remember this a little bit better.
Yeah.
But she would flop over in her introduction, and it was, I don't think there's even anything on TV like that right now.
Yeah.
Chrissy's introduction.
Christmas smell.
I remember Jack checking out the chicks and riding his 10-speed into the sand.
Falling down.
Mm-hmm. And he's like moving around like he's got a boner.
Yeah.
And
then I do.
With those short shorts he was wearing too. It's hard to hide.
He's got like terry cloth shorts.
She's lying out in the sun.
She's lying out in the sun and someone happens to accidentally water
her
back.
Might be Janet watering the plants.
It might be Janet.
Yeah, because she was the florist. So she was always the one taking care of all the plants.
Janet was the florist.
She was, yeah. And they had drinks down at the Regal Beagle.
The Regal Beagle,
I love that show. So I know it all too, I didn't like when they got rid of Chrissy and brought in Terry.
Well, wasn't there a final season where Chrissy had to call on the phone because she was in prison and they wouldn't renegotiate her deal? They wouldn't re-sign her, but they also wouldn't let her go. So every week she had to call in like it was parole. Basically, she would be like calling.
Oh, Chrissy's
like,
on the phone.
Remember,
Jack,
that's exactly what they would do.
And that's when they just couldn't do her deal. But did they ever explain what happened to her in prison? Or did they just bring Terry, doctor?
She wasn't in prison. I think she'd gone to
that been
much better
ending.
She had gone
back
home to see a cousin or
something like that. And then they brought the new girl in, which wasn't as good.
And the phone would ring, and she would flop over in a bikini. And her boobs would bounce around, and we'd all get a boner. It was amazing.
Right.
Let's see. Famous television roommates. Name the show. Charlie, Allen, and Jake.
Is this Two and a Half Men?
Two and a Half Men.
Did I pronounce that right? I pronounced it kind of weird, but it was right.
Two and a Half Men?
Mm-hmm. The accent was in the wrong spot.
It was in the wrong spot. But
yeah, I think the series finale. Of Two and a Half Men is on tonight.
12 years of that.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do.
And finally, the last two here, Sheldon and Leonard.
Oh, come on. Big Bang Theory.
Right after Big Bang Theory, you're going to see the Odd Couple. You know,
Johnny Galecki and I are from the same hometown.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you know that until now?
We knew that because we both got cut out of the same movie together. We were cut out of a terrific film called Hancock. I don't know if anybody's seen it.
Oh, yeah, the old Will Smith movie.
Yeah, he was a superhero, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Will Smith.
But didn't want to be.
Reluctant superhero movie. And we had been cast in the movie.
Oh, you got cast.
We got cast in the movie.
So you start telling everybody, I'm in this new
blockbuster. In the movie, from the time that we were cast till the time that we shot the movie, they cut the storyline of our characters completely.
Oh.
So we showed up the first day on set, and people were literally like, what are you doing here?
Did you not get the email?
They forgot to tell us not to come. They just forgot. So basically, I say in the movie Hancock, I say, Hancock, you owe me a phone call, man. And that's my entire screen
that's
time.
That's entire time.
But I have fourth billing. So, so I'll take
worked,
it.
It all worked out
great.
For you.
It worked
right?
out great, you guys.
Yeah. Ash Wednesday was yesterday. I hear that you're a Catholic light.
Mm-hmm. I'm a Catholic when it's terribly convenient for me.
Yeah, me too.
Like when somebody comes to the door and they're like, hey, can I give you a flyer about my space church? I'm like, I'm a Catholic.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah, you're not going to sway me.
No. Mm-hmm. I'm like, but we got a great, yeah, we got Space Church. I'm like, nah, I got one already.
Yeah.
Also, I follow the Pope on Twitter. So I feel like that.
Yeah,
I feel
hilarious.
Like I'm getting
back.
I'm back, I'm back into the Catholic Church now that he's a.
He seems like to be kind of a cool Pope,
super
honestly.
Pope.
Right?
Super Pope.
He's like, yeah.
Did you give up anything
fine.
For Lent or we're not doing anything?
I gave up hosting the Late Late Show, which I just finished last night. So that's done. No more hosting late night talk shows.
Mm.
No.
And getting up early
yeah.
for this. Is that rough for you, getting up early? Like, could you do the schedule up at 3 a.m, 4 a.m?
Oh, my goodness gracious, no.
No.
No. Well, you know what? I just said that, and that's actually not true, because for The Odd Couple, I get up around 5.
Okay.
I get up at 5, and I start doing, like, exercising and stuff, because I knew if I was going to do the show, I had to kind of look a certain way.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, fit and trim.
I did have to look. You can't look. Felix can't look weird.
No,
yeah.
no belly.
He can't. You really can't. So you got to stop eating all the breads and all the fun things.
If you have to go to work and be Felix, who is I saw the trailer for it and it has a vacuum cleaner in every drawer, like mm-hmm. all over the house. Mm-hmm. And do you go home and not clean your own house because you have to be in that role of Mr. Clean all day long, and so now your house is kind of a mess?
Or method, and your wife is like, this is the best role he's ever gotten.
It's wonderful. It's a little combination, which is I am like that at home, and it drives my wife absolutely bonkers. I throw away anything that's sitting
You don't
sitting
like clutter.
Still.
You don't
I don't like
clutter.
I have a fear of clutter.
Yeah.
I have a fear of germs. Hey, thanks for mentioning, by the way, the super bug this morning, by the
oh,
way.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm never going to think about anything else.
And I hope you and I are the same.
Yeah, I hope that we can all just spend the rest of the day never thinking about anything else other than...
Yeah, the super bug that kills half the people at
And stay away from rhubarb salad.
That's only 50% of people. That's a coin toss. That's
yeah.
great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, I'm a freaky weirdo, too. If I have
are
a headache, I'm like... I think I have a brain tumor. And they're like, you have a headache. It's a headache. I'm like, yeah, but it's right here, and I don't get headaches, and it's back here. And
that actually probably is a brain tumor, not to be weird, but
see
it probably
what I'm
is.
Or when I smell something, and I'll make sure that you smell it too. I'll be like, do you smell like a
no.
cinnamon right
you
now?
You know what that is? You're having a stroke.
I know! See?
You're having a stroke,
Thomas
and you probably
knows.
Did.
I probably had a stroke.
You had an undiagnosed stroke.
Oh, my God. Yeah, because I have a little tingling in my right hand.
Do you go to the doctor a lot? Because Heidi lives at the doctor.
No, I never go. That's I'm one of those, though.
But you're online, and you're like,
no, I know that the first time I go, they're going to say, you're dying.
It's going to be
why
bad
Why didn't
news.
You come in 9 years ago?
When you had the concern.
You've had a ringing in your ears.
Right? Yeah.
You didn't tell anybody?
Yeah.
You literally see rabbits everywhere you go? Just, what are you doing? You should have come in, take
an
available bed.
It could have been fixable, right? Yeah, and then you're like,
enjoy some of the super bug that we're passing out.
Yeah.
Have a super bug and some Jello, and you're dead.
Thomas Lennon's going to be co-lead with Matthew Perry on CBS's reboot of the sitcom The Odd Couple, and the show premieres tonight at 8:30 after Big Bang Theory. Are you big on social media? Because I have your Twitter account here.
I am
Thomas Lennon.
Thomas Lennon, yeah. If you go
on
to
there a lot,
account right
is it
now.
You or is it somebody you've hired
no,
to be you?
It's me, right? Currently, you'll see me in roller skates and a unitard if you go to my site right now. So
he got that idea from the Post. Thank you so much for coming in, man. Good luck with everything.
Thank
be sure
to
watch
much.
The Odd Couple tonight. We're going to take a break right after traffic. Coming back. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.